So Hare Krishna, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhascha Kripasandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita Yatharup Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, which is entitled Perfection of Renunciation. And last time on Sunday we did text number 68. This is text 69. If any of you know the verse, you can chant along. I repeat after me.
Nachatasman manushyeshu Na cha tasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita na cha me tasmad Bhavita na cha me tasmad Anyaha priyataro bhuvi Anyaha priyataro bhuvi Nacha tasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita nacha me tasmad Anyaha priyataro bhuvi
Please repeat.
Nachatasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita nacha me tasmad Anyaha priyataro bhuvi Nachatasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita nacha me tasmad Anyaha priyataro bhuvi Nacha tasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita nacha me tasmad Anya priyataro bhuvi Nacha tasman manushyeshu Kashchin me priya krittamaha Bhavita nacha me tasmad Anya priyataro bhuvi Na never Cha and tasmad Than him, Manushyeshu, among men, Kaschit, anyone,
me to me. Priya kritamaha more dear. Bhavita will become. Na nor cha and me to me. Tasmat than him. Anyaha another. Priyataraha dear. Bhuvi in this world. Translation, please repeat after me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So again, the translation is, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So you might remember last week, for those of you who are here, just a very quick recap. Krishna said that for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. And so at that time I spoke about, well, let me just say a mantra and then I'll start. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyan Jana Shalakaya Chakshuran Vitamina Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Tamal Krishna Goswami. So last week we spoke about what was the secret that Krishna wanted us to tell others about. Anybody remember what the secret was?
Relationship.
Thank you, very nice. It's a relationship. And we were giving the example that if you want to do well in your life, in whatever you want to do well in your life, if you have a person as your best friend, as a person who really cares about you, who wants to do everything for you, and is the best in that field, then obviously you're going to do well in that field as well. And because in this world, it is described in Kali Yuga that money will be like God. You know, in America we even write that on our dollar bill, in God we trust. You know. So we know that in this world, money is so important. People kill for money, they marry for money, they divorce for money, they die for money, they live for money, everything is for money. You know, it's like when I first came to America, it was a culture shock for me because I come from a tiny island of Fiji in the South Pacific. Life is very different. And I attended a program just to hear about how they make money in America, because it's obvious as a family person I had to make sure that I earned some money for my family. And so I went to this program, a very wealthy person speaking, and he said, for me, there are only three things that are important in my life. Number one is money, number two is money, and number three is money. And, you know, I realized I was in the United States of America, where we live the American dream. Anyway, so imagine, not imagine, it's not hard to imagine, every one of us needs money, so we all want to have more money. So when you have someone like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Mark Zuckerberg, somebody is, you know, really, really rich, really tens of billions of dollars at their disposal, right? And you want to do some business, you want to make money, well, obviously it's going to be very easy for you to learn how to do it, because that person has succeeded, done very well, and can teach you how to do it. And even if you make a few mistakes and you lose a few million dollars in the process, it won't matter to them, right? Because they have so much money. So using that example, I was saying that who is better to have as your best friend than Krishna himself? To have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, many, many places describe who can do anything, and there is nothing he cannot do. Nothing he cannot do. It's just the other day I was reading, there's a pastime in which, you know, Krishna as a young baby boy was very naughty. You know, it's not easy to look after by his mother. It's sort of like, it's a very difficult child in some ways. And so one of the things that he loved doing was eating mud, you know. And some of us can relate to that, those who come from third world countries especially. In America, of course, they tell you not to touch anything that's fallen on the ground, right? When I grew up, we would, as babies, we'd be crawling outside in the in the garden, and you know, we'll take mud and put it in our mouth and eat it, and sometimes it would taste nice, right? Depends what type of mud you're eating. Some of the mud tastes really nice, especially in countries like Fiji where, you know, there's very little artificial fertilizer and things that go in the soil. It's pretty much natural, you know, it's like how the Lord gave it to us is how the land is. You know, the fruits that grow there, the vegetables grow there, very, very, very nice, very tasty. You know, you notice when you come to America, vegetables really don't have their dharma, meaning they don't have their taste, you know, that they should have. And the fruits also, they're not, they're very bland, you know, it's not like rich in taste like that. And doesn't excite your senses, you know, make you feel like, wow, I'm eating papaya. This is really great papaya, you know. Here it's like, well, hopefully the papaya will turn out good this time, you know. Might have a little bit of sweetness in it, hopefully, that type of stuff. So anyway, so he was like that too. Krishna was like that, and we were like that because he's like that. So his mother wanted to stop him from doing that because it sort of was a bit of a difficulty for her reputation, right? That you don't give your son enough food that he has to go outside and eat mud. You know, what's wrong? And so Mother Yashoda wanted to tell Krishna, you know, you're not a homeless child. You have a home. We make nice food for you. And of course, who makes nicer food than Mother Yashoda's, from Mother Yashoda's kitchen, right? Because guess who's cooking in that kitchen, you know? The greatest cook in creation, Radharani. And she has a minimum of, it is said, described 56 assistants helping her make the preparations, you know, and all of them are expert cooks, you know. So you can imagine everything that comes out of Krishna's kitchen, out of the kitchen, out of Mother Yashoda's kitchen. Food is very wonderful. So anyway, so then Krishna said, I didn't eat any mud. It's just my friends. They're very jealous of me, and so they complain about me, and so please, I did not eat any mud. So Balaram, who is the elder brother of Krishna, says to Mother Yashoda, Mother, check his mouth. You'll see what's in his mouth. Ask him to open his mouth. You'll know what he's been eating, you know? And so Krishna opens his mouth, and inside the mouth, Mother Yashoda sees the universe. And then into focus comes planet Earth. And then into focus comes Vrindavan. And into focus comes her, looking into Krishna's mouth. So sometimes devotees get a little bewildered. How can that happen, you know? How can someone just open their mouth and you see the whole creation inside their mouth, and then it all comes into focus and you can see yourself in that creation, you know, where you are in that creation. So they ask the question, how is that possible, you know? And the answer is given that the Lord can do anything. The Lord can do anything. And so when you have someone who is your best friend, who can do anything, then obviously by association, you also find you can do anything because the person with you can do anything like that. And so this is the most important secret that Krishna is speaking about in verse 68, that one should actually understand that the greatest secret is to have the Supreme Lord as one's best friend. And this is the original Supreme Lord from whom everything started, in whom everything rests, and in whom everything will go back inside again and come back out again. And these processes happen. As Vishnu, that's what happens to him in the earthly, in the material arena. The spiritual arena, of course, Golok Vrindavan, which is what you see here, paintings off on the wall, windows to Golok Vrindavan. That's an eternal place and doesn't come and go. It's eternal. Has been there forever, is there now, will be there forever, like that. So now in this verse, Krishna says that there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear, meaning who will explain this secret to others. Because what better than to know that you have a best friend, you have a father who is ultimately so capable, meaning who is capable in an ultimate way, not, I didn't use the right set of English words, but who is capable in the ultimate way. He's the ultimate. Can do anything right now, at any time, even into the past. Devotees have experienced that they've been able to go back in the past and do things in the past to fix something that they wanted to fix from the past. And that's even unheard of. In this world, if you tell that to somebody, they'll say, you know, obviously, this is a hype. This is just you speaking, you know, and It cannot be true. How can anybody go back in the past? Of course, they talk about time machines and things like that. But there is no requirement for a time machine in this situation to do anything like that. What to speak of the present and what to speak of the future? So last week as I was speaking, I said that for the next 3 weeks, we're going to speak about a special festival, which is the festival that Dhauri Krishna Prabhu spoke about, Govardhan Puja, which we can see the painting off at the back where Krishna is with his little finger lifting up this huge hill, and the gopas are at the bottom trying to hold up their stick so that this hill won't fall down like that. That pastime. So we're going to be enacting that pastime. We enact that once a year, and he said that on the 20th of this month is the actual day celebration. On that day, we make a small hill in the temple room because the temple is a small temple. And then we all sing and dance around the hill, chanting the glories of the Lord like that. And on that day, people make as many as, say, 400 or 500 different preparations of food, and they're brought in for that hill. Then on Sunday, we do a very big one in the park outside on this side. And that hill is like maybe 10 to 15 times bigger. It's huge. It's really a very big hill. And on that day, this year, we thought, let's see if we can make 4,000 or 5,000 preparations and have them out there, which is why I said, please put the word out to your friends like that so we can do this nicely. And do participate on that day. Come, join us, help us with the service. And basically what this does is when we do this pastime and we enact this pastime ourselves, Krishna actually understands that that is our interest. We really want to get close to him. And his nature is such, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, that I surrender, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. What's that verse? Ye yathamam prapadyante. Thanks very much. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajami aham. That as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. This word surrender, the English word surrender, the dictionary meaning of the word surrender is not the exact meaning of the Sanskrit word sharanam. Sharanam simply means that we are connected in love. This is not a surrender of work. This is not a surrender of a job or a servant who has a master who is trying to reap a reward from the master. This is surrendering in love, where, you know, we see that when people are actually in love with one another, in a sense, they're surrendered to one another, in the sense that they have each other's best interests in their hearts, like that. So when Krishna sees that we are doing these things that actually allow us to build this relationship in this nice way, then what happens is that he rewards us by giving us more proximity to him and more proximity to those around him who are very close to him, like that. So we want to do that for that day. And amazingly, it's something that didn't occur to me until Sarvajaya Madhava Prabhu was sitting there trying to get that screen organized, because there's going to be a presentation. Are you ready for the presentation? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I need 5 minutes anyway. Until he told me, there was a great connection. The connection was that on the 5th of this month, which is Thursday, we actually begin the celebration of the month of Kartik. Kartik is the month of Radharani. Radharani, as we know in our movement, the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, this disciplic succession that starts from Lord Brahma, we're in a particular branch of that tree. It's a huge tree. It's described in the scriptures, a tree that will have its branches all over creation. And billions and billions and quadrillions of branches will be there. Each branch is like a major devotee, and then that devotee has disciples or other devotees that he or she is somehow encouraging, and they become branches themselves, and then they have people that they reach out to like that. So our part of this tree, which is called the ISKCON part of it, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, part of the tree, which emanates from Lord Chaitanya, and coming down to our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada actually described that this part of the tree will proliferate the three worlds, not just this planet, but the three worlds, like that. And so our part of the tree is signified, or you might say, the special part of it, the special reference for it is Radharani. We're Radharani's movement. Therefore, we are called Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means those people who worship Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord is all attractive. The Supreme Lord is all auspicious. That is what the word Vishnu means. It comes from the word Krishna. Krishna, one of his many names. Krishna has many, many names. Many millions of names, not just 1,000 names. And of those, one of his names is Vishnu, means he's all auspicious. And therefore, the expansion that he has is named Vishnu, like that. But those who worship any Vishnu form are called Vaishnavas. And amongst the Vaishnavas, there are different groups of Vaishnavas. And a group that is a very unique group is a group that actually comes from Radharani, who is considered the best of all personalities, who is herself the original Supreme Personality of Godhead as well, just as much as Krishna is, because as you know, Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Aham Evasam Evagri, Nanyadhyat Sadasatparam, that initially it was him, from his right comes Radharani, from his left, Balaram. These three personalities are all original Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're three bodies, but they're one soul, like that. So, you know, there is no question that God is male or female and all these issues. These are issues of the material world. Of the spiritual world, there are no such issues. Radharani is the leader in our group, the supreme leader in our group. So we're known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And this month of Kartik is that month that celebrates her. And it starts on the 5th of October, finishes, I think, maybe the 4th of November, 3rd or 4th of November. It'll finish. We'll say that when we do the presentation. So at that time, there is something unique that happens. It is described that if anybody offers a lamp to the Supreme Lord at that time, they get unlimited amounts of benefit at that time. What to speak of offering a lamp? If anybody does any service to Krishna during that 1 month, they get unlimited benefit. The benefit multiplies unlimited number of times, which is why we're doing this program on the 20th. We're encouraging people, participate. Do whatever little you can. It'll multiply many, many billions of times because you're doing it at that special time when this, you might say, special sale is on. You know, I got my education in New Zealand. And in New Zealand, when I was young, you know, students generally don't have too much money, so we like to buy things at good prices. And so in these large stores, like, you know, we have Macy's here, like that. So New Zealand had its own brand of stores like Coles and others. Some of those who come from British countries know that these names are there for them, you know. And so in these stores, they would have what they call a blue light special. And in that blue light special, the price drops so much that it's just, once people know there's a blue light special going on part of a store, everybody rushes to that part of the store because they know something that may ordinarily be worth $50 is only going to go for $2 or $3. So you can imagine, right? That's a great time to buy your clothes. Great time, you know, it's like you can live off very little amount of money. And they're doing that because obviously, you know, they've got too much stock and they want to get rid of their stock. And so it's a win-win situation for everybody. So this, you might say, is an extra blue light special for the whole month, going on all the way from the 5th of this month to the 3rd or 4th of next month. The exact date is on that. I think it's the 3rd of November. And so, anyway, it's clear, 28, 29, 30 days. And so take advantage. Take advantage of that time. Do something special for the Lord. It really doesn't matter, you know, whether you come from a particular background which worships the Lord in this way or that way. Do something for Krishna at that time, and Radharani will give you very special blessings that allow you to find that your life is magical, it's miraculous, and great things will happen. I'm going to stop here for a while and have them. Are you ready to face it towards the audience? Okay, so now we're going to do this presentation. What this presentation is about is this lamp program. And we will do that here every day in the evening between, starting at around 8 o'clock. Every evening, starting the 5th of October, which is Thursday this month, all the way till 4th of November. Every day, there'll be this evening program. You can come and light a lamp to the Lord. This program is encouraging you to do it in your own home. And we can come to your home and also do it in your home, and you can invite your friends. You don't have to. It could be just your family. That's fine. But, you know, if you invite friends, they'll get the benefit as well of lighting this lamp. So let's see this program, and then I'll say more about it after that. Hare Krishna. Go ahead.
Promoting this event all over the world. When you hear from him, you can understand how powerful is Damodar Kartik Month program. Before we start, please sing one time Hare Krishna. Hare!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Jai!
This way, I've seen it. No, turn it the other way because the others can see it on the other side. Yeah, keep it flat so people on the other side can see.
Everybody can see?
If you can't, come in this way so you can be seen. You can.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Well, only 1 month now to the Ramadan month. The Ramadan month is every year. This is a great opportunity to give the mercy out. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said that the month of Ramadan is especially to give mercy to the new people. So, because in this month they get 100 times the benefit. So, a little Krishna consciousness in the month of Ramadan goes a long way. Of course, the devotees who do it, they also gain so much mercy. So we're very happy that gradually they did this Ramadan month offering of lands has increased more and more. And different places they're using their intelligence how to reach out, how to reach more homes. In Kuala Lumpur, they have a stall at some outdoor market, and there they have tens of thousands of people coming and offering lamps. I remember doing the lamps in Cuencas, Ecuador, in South America, at the city hall. Everyone came and offered a lamp to Lord Damodar. This year, Damodar Desh, we heard that their goal is to double it. Last year they did 4,000. This year they want to do 8,000 homes. Like this, all over the world, the prayer of Ramadan month, reach out, let people get the mercy, let them be able to worship Ramadan and get hundreds of times the benefit. So this is a great opportunity that people, just offering a lamp to Ramadan, their thought brothers get delivered. There are so much benefit is there in this month, offering a simple lamp to Lord Damodar. So, we want to give everybody the mercy let them all benefit by worshiping Dhamma. The secret of Bhakti Yoga is that a literal service to the Lord goes a long way. People, they do Jnana Yoga, they do other yogas, but they're not directly benefiting much spiritually. But a little bit of service to Dhamma, whether man, woman, young, old, everyone gets the dvasi. So we want to let the dvasi flow out more and more. Let the whole world be flooded with Dhamma, Buddha, Haribo, Haribo! This ecstatic opportunity to let the people taste the ecstasy of worshiping the Lord, of giving the Lord our offering. That, why should the people be deprived? Let them taste. And we'll find that so many people, after tasting the bliss of serving Lord Dhamma, they want to be part of your congregation. They want to be part of the Christian conscious movement, because this ecstasy, you cannot get anywhere, but you only get it when you worship the Lord. When the Lord is pleased, we're pleased. When Dhamma is satisfied, we become satisfied, like no other way. So let's all take this up today. Make your plans now. How are you going to reach out? How are you going to cover more and more people in accordance to your local situation? This is the opportunity. Let everyone take use of their intelligence, how they'll reach out, how they'll give the mercy to all those who are eager to get it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. And happy Dhamma to you all in advance. Hare Krishna.
How many of you have participated in Damodar Pujas over the years? Please raise your hands. So this is one of my favorite festival, because this is a festival which lasts for 1 month. You get to enjoy every day with the family. So we have a quick slideshow. This program, this video was recorded 2010. From now, that time to now, these numbers have changed many thousand times. So this program is like spreading worldwide, like a wildfire. In Malaysia, they do thousands and thousands of book distribution during just this month. And some, they have reached at least 15,000-20,000 houses in just 1 month and doing this program. So this is Damodar Diwali Puja, 5th October to 3rd November. Wonderful benefits with little efforts.
Actually, 5th of October.
5th of October to 3rd November. Thank you, Babaji. Wonderful benefits with little efforts bring home fortune. Next. So what is Damodar Puja? I think most of you know what is Damodar Puja. Damodar, the festival of offering gilams to the Lord Krishna. It lasts the entire month of Damodar, occurs usually during October and November. This year is October 5 to November 3. It is also known as Damodar Kartik month in accordance with Vaishnava calendars. It is described in the scriptures as the best among all the months. Damodar month glorifies Krishna's pastime of being bound with robes by Mother Yashoda. Most of you might be knowing the story how Krishna got bound. There is a beautiful picture right here in Kalachanji where Krishna got, you know, Mother Yashoda finally ties Krishna with rope. It's a beautiful story. You all should listen if you have not heard it before. Why Damodar Puja? Lord Krishna has many glorious names like Govinda, Gopal, Narayana, Madhava, Mukunda, Hrishikesha, etc., Kalachanji. The name Damodar means one who is bound by the ropes of love, and happened when the Lord was tied with cord Dama around his waist, Udara, denoting a divine pastime in which Krishna's mother Yashoda bound Krishna for being mischievous. Prabhuji was starting the story very nicely. Though his pure willingness to be finally bound by the pure love of Yashoda, his divine mother, he becomes submissive to his mother's love, although in truth no rope has the power to bind the Supreme Lord. It is this love that we hope to fill our hearts with, to bind Lord Krishna to us eternally. This is a beautiful illustration in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, even though the Lord is greater than us in every single way, He is controlled and bound by the love of his pure devotees. Hari Bol. Next, please. What are the puja benefits based on Puranas? And we have taken only few benefits. There are a lot more benefits. As Prabhuji says, there are unlimited benefits. Of all months, Kartik is the most dear. Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda 112.3. When one offers a ghee lamb during the month of Kartika, his sins in many thousands and millions of births perishes in half an eye blink. That's a great benefit we can give to all our friends and family who does not even have time to come to temple. So just by offering this lamb, you are relieving them of all the sins. A person who offers a ghee lamb during the month of Kartika attains a result that cannot be obtained with even 100 yajnas or 100 pilgrimages. That's too expensive to perform. One yajna itself is very expensive, and visiting all this pilgrimage, just by offering a simple ghee lamb, you can get all these benefits. A person who gives 10 million cows, all filled with milk, and all the mothers of young calves in charity to the Brahmanas, does not earn even 1/16th of the pious merit earned by one who places a lamb on the roof of Lord Krishna's temple. Please don't go on the roof to put the temple. Put the lamb in front of Lord Krishna. A person who offers a ghee lamb to Lord Krishna during the month of Kartika attains the eternal spiritual world where there is no suffering. Is there anybody in the room who is not suffering? So we all definitely want to take this opportunity. Of all gifts, the gift of ghee lamb during the month of Kartika is the best. No gifts is its equal. So this is the best gift we can give to Lord during this month. Next, please. What do you need for the puja? To do the Damodar puja, you need the following puja items. We have a sample table here. It's very easy, very simple, not very expensive. So how you can do the puja at your home, you don't even need all these things. If you have Krishna photo and lamp, that's more than enough. But if you want to host this program, there's a sample here how you can host the program. So you need Lord Krishna's picture or photo, ghee, cotton wicks or diya, plate, candle, matchbox, sand tray, optional. If you're using tea light candle, you don't need sand tray. But if you're using ghee wicks, to stick this ghee wicks, you need sand tray. Optional offerings are, you can arrange for flowers or water or fruits or leaves. If you want them to, if the host wants to bring that, otherwise you can also bring. But that's optional. Optional prasadam, light vegetarian, 1 to 2 items, or dry fruits. Last year we distributed a lot of khichdi. ISKCON khichdi. Kalachanji temple restaurant, they just take $50 for one tray of khichdi. You can easily serve 50 members. And everybody loves our khichdi. Or dry fruits or fruits. And this is some of the samples here. You can please come and see the sample here. There are some devotees who can answer all the questions also. Next, please. Actually, go back one time. This is when you go to somebody's house, there's a basket here with Lord Radha Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. You can take that basket to their home. They feel really good to see Damodar coming to their home in a nice basket covered with some. You can use even artificial flowers if you don't want to use real flowers. But this is a very good idea also. We have the basket right here. Next. How to do the Damodar Puja? Keep one picture of the Lord Krishna in a table or in your puja room. Wash the plate and lamp. Put cotton ghee wick or ghee diya. Light the lamp. Offer the ghee lamp in 7 circles clockwise around the picture of the Lord Krishna by saying the following mantra for 108 times or for 10 minutes continuously or play on your smartphone. Everybody has that nowadays. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Recommended to sing or hear most melodious Sri Damodar Ashtakam. You just type Damodar Ashtakam on YouTube, you'll have so many Damodar Ashtakam. It's very melodious. So you can go to this YouTube link also. And recommended each family member in the house should offer individual lamp. My personal experience, whole year, none of us in our family together worship Lord. But in Damodar month, every day night, we sing the Ashtakam. Everybody in the family is mandatory to come and offer a ghee lamb. This is a great way to bond the family. So even the small child, grandparents, everybody in the family together can offer one ghee lamb. And how much time will it take to offer one ghee lamb 7 times clockwise? Anybody? How much time will it take to offer 7 times clockwise? If some children just want to offer and go and do homework, so how much time will it take? 30 seconds, 1 minute maximum. But it bonds the family and connects with the Lord. So it's a great month to bond the family also. Pass the benefit to community. Arrange ghee lamp offerings at various places, neighbors, friends and family houses, grocery stores, India Bazaar, Taj, Patel Brothers, etc., temple inside or outside various Hindu temples, community events like Diwali Mela, Fall Festival, etc., park or any public places, schools, libraries, if they allow. Home program. These were some of the programs. We have been doing this for few years in Texas. Lot of devotees here in Radhakalachanji temple. We've been doing this already for many years. These are some of the footage from previous years. We have done it in Irving Valley Ranch, Irving Las Colinas, Irving Parkside, Coppell, Louisville, Frisco, of course Dallas. Here is Nityananda Prabhuji. And this one, first picture, is at Sai Baba temple. We put this picture of Radha Damodar in car, backside of the car, trunk. And everybody, thousands of people offer the lamp. And they love, they wait for us for this event. They all come, they offer, we give small prasadam. Everybody offered the lamp. We also do book distribution during this time. And this one is India Bazaar. That's outside India Bazaar. You can see 24 hours India Bazaar. And they, India Bazaar also sponsored free feast. So they paid all the money. And we distributed a lot of free prasadam also. So this is India Bazaar, Valley Ranch, South Irving, Plano, Taj Grocers, Patel Brothers, Sai Temple, DFW Hindu Temple also we did. Next. Park, public place. This was a very unique concept we started 1 year back. So we went to Simran Park, Jefferson Park, Rodeo Park, Valley Ranch Park. So nowadays, a lot of elders from India and even non-Indians, they come to parks in the evening. So what we did, we took the car, opened the trunk, put the photo, set up the whole system, tray and givings and everything, started offering. So many Americans, so many people asked, oh, what is this? And they all were interested in offering. So much benefit with just half an hour, you can cover a whole park and you can visit every day one park if you like.
I remember once you also said that even some police officers came in.
Yes,
that?
Prabhuji, very true. They were curious what this everybody is offering, and we have pictures. I think we have some pictures here. We have some pictures where a lot of cops offered this. All we did is we said, you get so much benefit just by offering 7 times. That's it? Sure, I'll offer. You know, so they're not going to lose
amazing.
Anything by offering.
It's actually amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Diwali Mela public event, we did close to $5,000 to $8,000 or 8,000 givings in Diwali Mela. And ours is the highest, biggest booth. So many thousands of people got darshan of Radha Damodar and they love this program. In fact, this is the place where a lot of cops offered the ghee lamp. And this is a huge poster of almost 5 feet. Next, please. So, host the event at no cost. This is the beauty of this event. So, this is the only event, I think, on the planet where devotees come to your house, sometimes with prasadam also, and you don't have to pay a single penny from your pocket. All for free. So, how host will... willing to do the program, what they have to do? Register to request the program at, we have the tiny URL. You can just go there and request. Once registered, you will be contacted with nearby program coordinator, volunteer to do the program and agree the schedule. Once agreed, please invite friends, family, members, neighbors to your program. Keep prasadam as simple as you like. If you don't want to put prasadam, also no problem. We can give just some fruits or dry fruits or even Christmas, sweet candy. Volunteers for doing the program. We need a lot of volunteers to really spread Radha Kalachaji's mercy in DFW area. This program will bring so many people to our temple on weekends. If we all take part in this, we definitely will please Radha Kalachaji this year. Separate WhatsApp group created for volunteers. Join the group if you would like to lead or help in organizing programs. There is a URL here. Any request coming from the volunteers area will be sent to volunteer to coordinate and agree the date. Volunteers can request puja kit if not possible to arrange otherwise. After the program, volunteers to update Facebook page detail about the program, pictures, number of ghee lamps offered, etc., to motivate others. So there is a Facebook page we can use to upload all the pictures so everybody can get motivated how each devotee is doing different programs. In next, wonderful benefits with big efforts or little efforts. Very little efforts. Bring home fortune. So this is our tagline to inspire others. So my humble request to you is please come, look at this table set up. Ask any questions. If you want to be a volunteer,
sign up sheet. No, put it here.
So we have a sign up sheet here. You please sign up. And let's see what we can do for other Kalachanji this year. So how many of you would like to volunteer? Please raise your hand. Jai Hari Bol. Thank you so much. So please contact the team and we'll add more and more devotees and we'll start this program. Thank you so much.
Thank Radha you very much.
Ki Jai. Jai. Ramadhaman Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Alright, so we can see that, you know, these are things that we're doing to add on as I had said earlier in the year, when I spoke a number of times at the temple. This is the first of our second 50 years. Religious movements are studied in 50-year cycles. And this is the first year of the second cycle of Hare Krishna. It's like our the first day of our second birthday, what's going to end up as the second birthday. So we just celebrated our first birthday last year in 2016 because movements, religious movements, 50 years means one birthday. And so it's because movements are supposed to last for hundreds and thousands of years like that. So Hare Krishna, as you know, Prabhupada predicted, will last more than 10,000 years. And is probably going to be the most sustainable program because of these types of things that happen, where we're actually encouraging people to somehow or the other come in contact with the Supreme Lord with no interest that we will recruit you into our movement or something like that, or join the movement. And people are welcome to join the movement, but you know, we don't have a membership program. We consider everybody to be a member of the movement. Some know it, some don't know it. That's all it is. But this is a program from the heart that we reach out to people and give them this connection. Remember we said last week, the secret is the connection, the relationship. Connect them to Krishna like that. And once they become connected to Krishna, they'll do amazing things. Many amazing things are already happening around the world outside the Hare Krishna movement as a result of the connection that people made with Krishna and became very inspired and encouraged in their lives like that. So take advantage of this program. We'll try and track this program this year to see how many people join this year. And we'll keep tracking it until, you know, we know that the program is now taken off. And it's on its own now. It's going to fly on its own. Just like this temple, the program has taken off a long time ago. It's flying on its own. It really doesn't require as much effort now running this temple as it one time did. Take a lot of effort running this temple. And we were just talking about that today, the Sunday Feast Committee, that the Sunday Feast program has turned out very successfully because of the way we reorganized it. It gave people the opportunity to do service, to engage yourself, do some service for the Lord. And since the amount of time was expanded all the way from 4 o'clock till pretty much 9 o'clock in the evening, it's a 5-hour program, but you don't have to attend all 5 hours. You can attend blocks of it as whatever you prefer based on your time schedule. We find now many more people are actually engaging themselves and saying, we want to be part of this. And it's only going to get more and more exciting. Of course, in the temple council, when we discuss this, the temple council is the organization that runs this temple. And in the temple council, when we had a discussion, our idea was one day, this Sunday feast program will start at 4:30 in the morning and finish at 9 o'clock at night. And it'll be an all day festival, you know, like that. And people can come at any time they like to and go at any time they like to. This way they have a day on which they can give some time to do some solid service for the Lord and build this relationship that we've been talking about. So thank you very much. Please do sign up for this program. The devotees for the program will be here all the way till what time? Till 9 o'clock, pretty much. You'll be here all the time. 7, 8 o'clock, till 8 o'clock, you'll be here. So, at different times of the program, you can go and just sign up there and meet them and ask them any questions. And do this in your home and invite others to do it in your neighborhood. You'll get unlimited credit for doing that. And you'll notice this in your lives. Just so that, because we all deal with statistics, you know. Statistics tell you what you're doing, right? The real information is in the details. When I came here in early 1990, the average income a devotee in this temple earned was about $12,000 a year. That was the average. Now, as you know, the Hare Krishna is a movement of renunciation, so it's not surprising that the amount was so small, you know.
$12,000. And you know, $12,000 is not a lot of money for a whole year. I mean, to earn $1,000 and live on it as a whole family, I mean, that's austere. In the 1980s, the average became $30,000. It jumped from 12 to 30. In the 1990s, it jumped to 75. In the first part of this century, 21st century, it's gone over $100,000 now. And I predict that the average devotee in this temple is going to be a millionaire very soon. And it's not because they want to be millionaires. None of us talk about, I mean, we do use money as examples, but you know our lives, right? We don't try to promote work. We're not into, you know, getting good jobs and running big businesses. Some of us are because we have that intelligence and we have that instruction from the spiritual master or whatever it is. But, and then we use that money also for Krishna's service like that. But generally speaking, devotees are really into devotion to Krishna. The mark of this temple is devotion. People know the Hare Krishna temple for devotion. They don't know it for money. You know, they know it for devotion. But the money is just taking off like crazy on its own. And these are the reasons it's happening. Because we're actually just reciprocating with the Lord, and the Lord is reciprocating with us. Now you might wonder, why doesn't He give us more? He doesn't give us more because we'll become too proud. We will become rascals, you know. When you have too much money in your hand, you're going to misapply it. You're going to find bad ways to use it, you know. There's a saying for men, you know, idle mind, devil's workshop. You know, so the Lord keeps us in a certain space so that we stay humble. But other than that, there is no limit to what we actually can do. And we don't try to, we say this in this program, but I don't say this outside in public, although once in a while I've said it on radio for something else, but not for this temple. But the point is that this is the best kept secret in creation. Hare Krishna is the best kept secret in creation. It's just amazing what's happening inside Hare Krishna. Amazing, amazing things are happening. So take advantage of these programs. They're not very difficult to do. They're simple, just with your heart. It's all about love. It's love of Krishna, love of the Supreme Lord, and naturally having a nice relationship with the people who join us and be a part of our program. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. I'm going to ask if any of you have any quick questions you'd like to ask before we move on to the next part of the program. Yes, sir. You might give him the mic. The mic, the cordless mic. Just give it.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for doing the this presentation on Damodarashtakam during Karti. I just wanted to reiterate, it's a very holy time. Make a vow that every day you're going to offer a lamp to a picture of Damodar, to Krishna, and chant the Damodarashtakam prayer. It's extremely powerful. And like Prabhu said, that Prabhupada said, it's especially good for new people. It's good for old devotees. It's good for new devotees. Wherever you're at, it's good to do. But make it a vow. Make it a vrat that you'll do it every day during Kartik, and it will have added benefit. To sing that prayer, even if you can't offer a lamp, just sing the prayer and recite the English. Offer the lamp and really get into the prayer, because it's one of the most beautiful prayers you'll ever read. Krishna as a baby. Think about that. Krishna as a little baby, as a child. These are the most enjoyable pastimes that Krishna gives. They're the most enjoyable. The devotees that see Krishna's childhood pastimes, they drown in pools of ecstasy. Can you imagine drowning in a pool of ecstasy? I mean, it's a tremendous pastime. And whatever else you can do in addition to the vrat, to the vow, to sing the Damodar prayer, chant more. Make a vow to chant more. Make a vow to cook more for Krishna. Those kind of things are very beneficial. I just want to make that comment.
No, thank you very much. And actually, one of the things, Jai, to Sri Radha Kalachanji ki Jai. One of the things that I wanted, just like Sarvajaya Madhava Prabhu said, the value is these days we have these things called smartphones. And you can always hear the Damodarashtakam on the phone. Just go on YouTube and type in Damodarashtakam and it'll come up. It even comes up with, like, you know, when you have karaoke, or what do they call it, karaoke, or, I don't know how they pronounce it. What do they pronounce it as?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. The words, actually, as it's being sung, the words cycle by. So you can actually be singing along the words, because you don't know the words, but you can sing them along as the person is singing, doing it. And so, you know, you have that. And in the end, there is another one where you can actually also read the whole prayer. So it comes on the phone. So if you don't know, if you think, wow, that's very hard, how can I do that? I don't even know the prayer, this, that, and the other. It's, nowadays, it's very easy. All you have to do is go on YouTube or Google it or something like that, and you'll be able to get it up. And thank you very much. That's a really wonderful program to take a vow to do. All right. Thank you. Yes.
I would like to also thank, first of all, without Nityananda Prabhu's, His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji's motivation, we would not have done this. And thank you, Prabhu, for the inspiration. And Madhav Rajanath Prabhu has prepared this slide. And Tribhanga Krishna Prabhu has set up the whole model for us. So please thank them from all of us and chant one time Hare Krishna for this project.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, Hare.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.